Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of intensely accelerating energy to integrate, to remember, to embody our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to dedicate this time to talking about the energies of this Capricorn full moon. It is happening on the 10th of July at 4:36 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1:36 Western Pacific Coast, LA peeps over there. And it is at 10:36 for our friends in Europe, Central European time. So, it's very, very intense times. We're in the shadow phase of Mercury retrograde. We have an incredibly intense month of Tammuz Cancer, so the frequencies of completion, of endings, of beginnings, of cycles, completing, of life renewing, of really aligning with the energies of creation, of manifestation. Everything is being heightened. There is a lot that is coming to the surface that needs to be reckoned with, is the word that just came through. But everything needs to be dealt with. So what happens during a full moon is that we have the sun in Cancer and the moon at its opposite. So it's an energy of opposition. It's an energy that is about bringing union and harmony to two seemingly opposing aspects. So we have Cancer, the divine feminine, the cosmic mother, the womb energy, the energy of creation, of fertility, the energy of nurturing and nourishment and emotions and intuition and deep lineage healing. And we have the energy of Capricorn, which is an earth sign. It is a sign that is intensely powerful and potent. It's the sea goat. So we tend to think of Capricorn as structure, as rules, as discipline. Its ruler is Saturn. And Saturn, of course, works with the moon. We have the energy of discipline, of legacy, of that father, cosmic father figure. And that energy sometimes can feel rigid. It can feel very constricting. Remember, Saturn is the planet of restriction and constriction. So when we're not living our soul purpose, then we will experience restriction. We will experience that kind of that pulling back of the reins to get us to get on the right path. However, when we are harmonizing and balancing these two energies, the divine masculine, the structure, the discipline, the order, the cosmic order, with the energy of creation, of fertility, of intuition, then we're really able to align to our soul mission. Capricorn is also the sign of karmic cycles. And even though it's an earth sign, Capricorn is a deeply intuitive sign. So it's a very powerful energy of the fusion of deep intuition, deep ancestral wisdom with the energy that anchors and grounds. And it's very important to come into alignment with that grounding aspect of these energies. Oftentimes we tend to think that to be spiritual, we have to be all woo-woo and all, you know, up here in the ethers. However, the great spiritual teachers, the ascended masters, they all spoke of embodiment. The purpose of spiritual practice, of ascension, was to ground, to anchor the higher frequencies here on earth, to manifest the unseen into the seen, into the tangible, into the physical realm. This energy of this Capricorn full moon is happening at 18 degrees. 18 is the number 9 in Hematria in numerology. The number 9 is about endings, beginnings, completion. So again, we have that energy of finishing what we started. We have a tendency to not want to finish something simply, this is as a humanity, simply because there is a fear of what will be on the other side. And it is that fear that is constantly being stoked in us. If you listen, I actually don't listen to the news, but if you actually pay attention to the media, if you actually pay attention to the news, everything is, oh my God, that happened. Oh my goodness, look at that. Everything wants to elicit an emotional response. And it's not even just an emotional response. Everything seems to want to elicit, what's the word? It is an unsolicited, a not consensual emotional response. They want to take your energy. When we are not in mastery, in sovereignty, then it is easy for our energies to go wherever they go, to be manipulated, to be used, to be co-opted, to be whatevered. And then we feel depleted, we feel drained, we feel like we are not in control, because we're not. If you are constantly allowing the outside world or the ego, the mind, to determine whether or not you are safe, whether or not you are happy, whether or not you are healthy, whether or not you are successful, if you are defining your existence based on external circumstances, there will never be enough and there will never be an endpoint. Because we are constantly giving our power away to everything outside of us. We're also still in the gateway, the portal of the Sirius alignment with the sun. Sirius is the spiritual sun. Sirius is the stars that the civilization of ancient Egypt, they would align the heliacal rising of the Nile with. This was their new year. So this was the time of rebirth, of fertility, of all of their celebration. And it was a time to own your sovereignty, to really know that you are whole and you are complete. And so long as you understand and master your energy and how they work within the cycles, then creation keeps spinning. Creation keeps creating. This is what we are here to do. So this energy of this Capricorn moon has to do with sovereignty. It has to do with our legacy. It has to do with what we are building. Are we creating the structure for the manifestations that we say we want? Many times we say we want something. We have this heartfelt desire and we voice it and we set the intention, but then we don't back it up. We don't back it up with action. We don't back it up with commitment, with actual discipline to get the thing done. Then everything is fluff. Everything stays up in the ethers. Nothing is manifest into the tangible world. And if that is your mission, so be it. However, the rest of us, we are actually trying to manifest something tangible here in the world. We are actually birthing the fifth dimensional frequency of Gaia, this ascension energy that is actually, we call it ascension, but it's, we are ascending to the higher frequencies and we are grounding that energy here in our physical realm, in our bodies. We ground energy in our body in order to do this successfully, because Capricorn is about success. And of course, resources. Capricorn, like Taurus, loves its money. And money, resources, all of that is energy. And energy is light. So the more light you can contain in your vessel, the more abundance flows in many different ways. Your vessel is what is important. The physical body. Now we chose every aspect of our incarnation. We chose the family, the lineage, we chose the language, we chose the, what is the other thing? The nationality, all of that. We chose all of it. Every trial, every heartbreak, every situation, every lack of situation, we chose all of it in order for us to come back into remembrance and into union with our soul, with the divine, to remember that the goal, the objective of this human experience is to transcend. It is to create union from seemingly opposing factors, to bring duality into unity. And this is how we manifest worlds. We manifest by transcending duality, by recognizing that this is the world we chose to play in. However, just because we chose to incarnate into duality does not mean that we have to live in duality. If something keeps you in separation, if something guides you to look outside yourself, if something keeps you hating, disliking, judging, whatever's, something or someone else, therein lies the distortion. And we must employ discernment to actually become fine-tuned antennas of frequency. Because remember, your body is a sacred vessel. Your body has the wisdom of lifetimes, of your lineage. It also holds the traumas. But how do we shed the traumas? Because remember, I said Capricorn has to do with the karma that is the collective karma, not just your own personal lineage, which is Cancer. So here we have the karmic cycles of Cancer and the karmic cycles that are larger than just your lineage. And it's the month of Tammuz, one of the toughest months. So we have Capricorn, the other tough energy, Cancer, the tough one. And of course, we have Mercury going retrograde in Leo, which is the third difficult energy to work with. And it is through creating harmony, bringing balance, bringing integrity, bringing opposing dualities into union that we're able to transcend, that we're able to elevate. And all it takes is us bringing our consciousness to things. We don't need to be triggered. It's okay to be triggered. It's okay to feel your feelings. This season, you will feel your feelings. One way or another, they're going to come up. Now, you can hide from them and choose to ignore them and kind of stick your head in the sand like an ostrich. But that's not really going to help, because it's still going to be there when you decide to stick your head out of that hole. And it's going to be more difficult, because whatever we do not deal with, whatever we resist, persists, and as it persists, it expands. So it's better for us to, rather than go into this energy resisting the change, to actually learn how to flow with the waters. Learn how to flow and maneuver and adjust, course correct. Not because there's anything wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with you. Nothing wrong with any aspect of your being and your experience. And if you wish to change whatever is happening in your life, the answer doesn't lie in repeating the same patterns, in just vacating the premises and thinking that if you go somewhere else, or if you focus your attention on something else, that somehow it's going to magically go away. That's not spirituality. Well, I would call that woo-woo spirituality. To live an embodied spirituality, it is important to pay attention to those things that trigger us and that make us go deeper, and to be willing to go deep. If you're not willing to go deep, I'm kind of curious as to why we chose to incarnate, if this is not what we chose to do. Because if you're awake and you're doing the work, and yet you're still trying to run from the things that trigger you and think that everything is all love, light, rainbows, unicorns, and dragons, I'm sorry, no. That's not how it works. there is the aspect that of humanity that wishes to be in the ego and wishes to be controlling and wishes to know without the shadow of the doubt how things will turn out. That's not how this world is wired. We are constantly fluctuating and switching in between bandwidths, in between timelines. You can choose to align to whatever timeline you wish. You can choose to align to a timeline that is full of fear and doubt and division and more bullshit. Or you can choose to align to a timeline where you actually create and are the... You are part of the co-creation of divine union. You are part of the co-creation of this fifth dimensional world. This fifth dimensional world that it already exists. It's already there. There is no, you know, oh, well, we're going to have to ascend. No, it's already there. It's just a matter of fine-tuning your frequency to match the frequency of that reality. And we match that frequency by becoming masters of our own sovereignty, by being willing and courageous enough to look at those dark corners where the cobwebs are, where there's dust and where there's gunk that needs to be cleared out, and actually be willing to go into those corners and sweep them out. Get those cobwebs out, clear the space, strengthen the vessel. The vessel must be strong in order for us to be able to see the light in our sacred wombs, and this applies for men and women, whatever variation thereof. All that is bullshit anyway, because we're all the unification of masculine and feminine, regardless of how we embody. So we're seeding creation in the waters of our womb, and we are birthing that light into reality. Now, if you look at the story of grandmother, don't know why grandmother came in, but grandmother came in. So grandmother Anna, she conceived Mother Mary through light conception. Mother Isis conceived Horus. Mother Isis conceived Horus through light conception. Mother Mary conceived Yeshua through light conception. You're getting the drift. Light conception is a real technology. It is a real spiritual practice that the great teachers, the initiated priestesses and the priests, they were a part of this lineage, a part of this tradition, and Buddha was born of Immaculate Conception as well. So many, many ascended masters, regardless of the lineage, came through in this way. And this method of conceiving the light doesn't just have to do with conceiving actual ascended masters and conceiving beings of light into human form. It also has to do with our creations. The book, the business, the family, the art. I know beautiful, talented artists. And all of that is also light creation. Music, a song, all of it, light creation, light conception. When we are birthing whatever it is that's in our soul, in our heart, we must be willing to go through the process of purifying your experience, your vessel, in order for you to be able to not only seed and conceive the light, but to birth it. And when we can birth the light into the world, we actually strengthen the heaven on earth, the kingdom, the divine kingdom here on earth. And the kingdom, queendom, the malchut, all of it simply means what we call now the fifth dimension. So we can give it all fancy names, but at the end of the day, it's not about the names. It's not about, you know, the titles we give things. It's about the frequency we are holding and actually being willing to do the work to be able to embody that level of consciousness and actually manifest it into our physicality. And this is Capricorn. Capricorn is about creating the structure to birth the light of Cancer into the physical realm and to make it sustainable, to make that light expand. So it's a very, very powerful moon. If you are Cancer, Capricorn, if you are a cardinal sign, you will, or if you have heavy placements in Cancer or Capricorn, or the cardinal signs, you will feel this energy far more potently. If you are in the process of birthing and creating, or creation is your life, you're going to feel this energy. You can try to run and hide, but I will tell you, running and hiding doesn't work when it comes to your soul mission. And your soul mission, the light you are here to birth, it can take any shape. It's a matter of the frequency. Are you clearing the pathways for it to manifest in the highest possible way that it can manifest for you? It's also the energy of the mother civilization of Sirius. They were great teachers who came to teach humanity. They actually were part of the seeding of humanity here on Earth. So we hold the codes of Sirius. We hold the codes of the Pleiades. We hold the codes of the dragons. And the dragons are also ancient wisdom keepers of the Earth. So we hold all of these codes, the Lemurian frequencies. And it's up to us to not distort them. How do we distort energy? We distort energy by, one, not being mindful, by, two, allowing ourselves to remain in the ego. If we don't check the ego will wreck us. So I cannot emphasize enough how during this time, particularly this portal of Cancer, Leo as well, this is particularly the first half of Leo. This is the time to really be on your game. Be mindful of the words. Your words create the frequencies, and the frequencies will create a vibrational match to what comes your way. And what comes your way will either be to your liking or it won't. But you cannot blame anything or anyone outside of you if your experience is less than ideal. Because again, we chose this. We chose everything in our incarnation, and we can continue to play the part of the victim and, oh, boo-hoo, this is happening to me. Or you can put your pants up and get going on this. It's not easy. This energy is not easy. And I'm laughing because I'm going through this same cycle, same as all of yous. It's not an easy energy. It's not supposed to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy, because if it were easy, we would remain in our comfort zone. And if we remained in our comfort zone, we would remain bound to the ego and enslaved into the same cycles. You cannot escape the matrix without shifting the way that you perceive the world, without allowing your soul to run the show. And it's not about knowing the outcome. It's not about controlling the outcome. It's not about manipulating the situation to however way you want. None of that works. It just doesn't. It's about choosing your alignment and being meticulous about your frequency. Learning how to navigate your emotions, how to express your emotions, which is particularly difficult with Mercury in its shadow phase of the retrograde. It's going to be not very pleasant if we are constantly allowing our emotions to run about unhinged and unbridled. We can't do that. It's not good, because it's just going to create more chaos, which is why purifying your vessel, purifying your intention, being mindful that your ego is not tripping you up is so important. It's so important to just, the ego has to go, like, really sit in a corner room and in the corner with its head and facing the corner the wall, because no need, no place for the ego. And it's difficult because everyone wants to be recognized. Everyone wants to be appreciated. Everyone wants to be applauded. Everyone wants to be the center of attention. Well, maybe not everyone. If you're an introvert, you don't want that drama. But for most of us, there's an aspect of that desire to want to fit in, to be appreciated, to be loved, to be seen, to be received. There is that human aspect. And that's okay. Just remember that it is not always the best to just have anyone appreciate and clap for you. It matters if the intention is to suck you in, or if the intention is to really support your elevation. And if you really want to elevate, you need people around you who aren't just going to tell you that everything you do is on the up and up. I have people in my life that I constantly go to and I ask them, am I nuts? Like, this is what I'm feeling. Am I crazy? Because I really feel like I'm losing it. And sometimes they're like, yeah, you're really bugging out. And other times they're like, no, that's spot on. And this is the other trap. If you tend to be right, I'm speaking to some Tauruses out there and Capricorns, if you tend to be right, it's easier to kind of fall into that, oh, well, I'm always right, and then we get back into the ego. So even if we are the ones blessed with placements, like my Virgo moon, where we tend to be more on the nose than off, it is very important to remain in the heart, to truly remain in alignment, and to truly always be working on ourselves. It's the inner work. It's the calling yourself out when you know that you're tripping. When you know you're on some BS, really calling yourself out and being willing to be called out. Because without that, there really is no growth. There is no embodiment if we're not willing to deal and experience whatever is coming with the confidence and with the faith and with the surrender. And surrender gets a really, really bad rap. And I know for me, for many, many years, it was not a good place to be because I was very alpha, very type A. I wanted things done a certain way. And if things were not done that way, then, oh, wait, I'm still a little bit like that. Anyway, see, but I catch myself. That's the growth. The growth is in catching yourself when you see yourself going down the path of things have to be in this rigid little box and everything has to happen within this time frame, etc. So being able to catch yourself and come back to the heart, come back to your alignment. Know that there are always, we all have tools, or we have friends who have tools and who have practices that they can share with us. All of that really helps us maintain our alignment and fine-tune our frequency. We are energetic beings. We think we're physical, but the physical aspect is such a small, minute part of our energy that it really is negligible. But the only reason that we give it such attention is because that's all we see. All we see all around us is the physical. But the physical is in itself a trap and a lie, because everything is energy and everything is interconnected. Everything and everyone is interconnected. There is no separation. It seems like there is on this physical plane of duality that we chose to play in, but there is no separation. So on this Capricorn full moon, really allow yourself to come back to the heart. We can't be too rigid, Capricorn, but we can't be too up in the waters, in the womb, and not actually having the balls to emerge from those waters and be rebirthed. We must have the balls to step out of the water and actually manifest onto land what is wanting to be birthed through us. Nurture yourself, ground. It's really time that we start employing our discernment. Listen more clearly. Ask for wisdom. We must see with the eyes of the soul. We must hear with the ears of the soul. There is so much more going on than what is being portrayed on the surface, what we see in the newspapers, in the news, if you actually watch the news. There is so much more happening behind the scenes. And it's not to scare you. It's simply to make us aware that I am saying this. Be aware that not everything is how it is being portrayed. And it is very important for us to be constantly honing our own discernment. If something is not aligning you to your North Star, which is your soul and the divine, then it's keeping you in separation and it's keeping you enslaved. And if that's what you want to do, cool. But that's not what I'm doing. And that's not what we're about. Like, if you're really on this spiritual path, you don't want that either. So this energy, incredibly intense, but incredibly fortuitous and wonderful, as we all signed up for this. We signed up to be here with all these geomagnetic flares that trip up your body. Heavens, I've been really, really tired as well. And it's because myself is up in the ethers at night, then trying to function on the physical realm, you know, during the day. It's exhausting. So nurture yourself, nourish yourself, take care of yourself, listen to your body. If you need to rest, figure out how to rest, figure out what you need to do. Living off of caffeine and coffee, not the plan. As much as I do like coffee, but it's not good for you. Burns out your adrenals, really not good for the body. Little bit of coffee is okay, but just don't, if you find yourself relying on something to get you through the day, it's not a good thing. So balance, harmony, come back to your heart, remember. We are here to remember our infinite selves, to remember we are soul, we are expansive, we are light, we are creation, we are the Bereshit, creation creating infinitely. We are sparks of the divine, and as sparks of the divine, it's time that we stop seeing one another as other, as, oh, that person is like this, and then we stick our nose up and think somehow we're better. No. Those programs, they gotta go the way of, I don't know, I don't even want to say dinosaurs, because dinosaurs exist on another realm now, as do dragons. So they just have to be, that's what it is. These programs of separation, of lack, of scarcity, of this feuding mentality, this us versus them, this dog eat dog kind of world, those programs must be dissolved. And we must do the work to begin dissolving them in our heart. And we do that by cultivating union, by cultivating sovereignty, by cultivating peace and love and alignment within ourselves. It is all about our alignment. What are we choosing? Our frequency is what aligns us to the timeline that we wish to be on. So choose wisely. Capricorn, very wise sign. Cancer as well. There's a lot of wisdom in these two frequencies. So it's time to bring those frequencies into ourselves in order to birth the manifestations and the co-creations that we are here to birth. And that is the rundown of this Cancer cycle, full moon portal of Capricorn. Really, I cannot stress enough, be mindful, especially with the ego. The ego is such a huge trap. So definitely, please, please, please be very mindful to keep your ego in check. Have a blessed full moon. Drink plenty of water. Pay attention to your dreams. Dreams will be heightened, or you might be like me and you have a hard time sleeping, which is okay. But then if that's the case, then try to meditate, even if it's for a few minutes. And have a practice. I find that having a practice or several practices is very grounding and actually helps me align more easily and more fully and maintain my alignment. And when I'm off, because we all come off from our center, it's easier for me to come back into alignment without really straying too far from my true north. So have a blessed full moon. If you enjoy this, like, share, subscribe. You can find me on Instagram at Aurea Lara and at Embodying the Shekhinah. Links are below. You can also find me on YouTube, Aurea Lara. That link is also below. And on both these platforms, I share either short and on YouTube longer format videos with mantras, mudras, sound activations, and any channeled wisdom that we need in order to navigate these cycles far better than we would otherwise. Because remember, it's important to understand the energies and understand your energy to understand how everything flows and functions together. Have a blessed full moon. Don't forget to tune into the sound activation for this full moon in Capricorn portal. Ahaba. Blessings.